Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Rand Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 10th, 2013, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Well, the rest of our team that qualified for the Performance Club trip to Cancun just got back, and to hear about that incredible trip, I want to go to Canton, Georgia, to Silver Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Ms. DeGatta, are you on?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. Thank you.
Hey, I understand you had a great trip. Tell us about it.
Oh, we had a wonderful trip, and actually, we were really excited. I was supposed to go the first trip, and it turned out the first trip ended up getting rained out, so I was really, really happy we made the second trip and missed all my more friends and family for the first trip. But there was a lot of us got to spend a lot of time with Jimmy Parrish and Joan Buckner and some of the great people from the Moore team. But I think one of the greatest things was I felt like I went back home to a family reunion. And sometimes through the day activities of being in business, it's tough to try to just settle down and relax a little bit. But we had an ocean view. It was absolutely beautiful. There was about 500 family and friends there that were there. And it was really just a relaxing time. Spent a lot of time in the beautiful, beautiful oceans. The weather could have not been nicer. Sorry, guys, for the first trip that went. But it was just a great, great trip. Everything was planned. There was, if you wanted to go snorkeling one day, you could go snorkeling. If you wanted to end up going to the beach and just hanging out, or going to the pool, or swimming with the dolphins, or going to the Mayan ruins. There was so many things to do in Cancun. The service was unbelievable. The room that we had was on the top floor on the concierge level that overlooked the ocean, which was absolutely beautiful. And it got to a point where it was so much fun just being with everybody. The days went by so fast. Everybody, y'all have the same opportunity. And for those of you who didn't make the Cancun trip, really, really try hard to make the Jamaica trip, because I'll tell you, it's something that when you end up going to these trips, all your hard work in one day or 2 days or 5 days or as many days as you spend there really, really is so worth it. So I invite all of you to the Jamaica trip, and it's really exciting. You know, we came back, Randy, and I had lost 40 pounds just over the last probably 6 months, and I feel like I've gained the 40 pounds back. So it was like, I looked at food this morning and went, I don't even want to eat anymore. But it was a great trip, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and looking forward to seeing y'all in Cancun and Cosmo.
All right. Appreciate you very much, and glad you enjoyed your trip. Next, I want to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and to an executive director, a group vice president, $100,000 ring earner, and millionaire club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you there?
I'm here, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Tell us about your trip.
Well, you know, Cheryl always steals my thunder, but DeGatta comes before Parrish in the alphabet, so what can I say? But ladies first. But it was great to visit with not only more team members, but just the entire Legal Shield family of folks there. And but to have the kind of opportunity that Legal Shield presents us is just, if you've not been able to take advantage of one of the incentive trips, you know, everybody needs to be challenged to do that, because it's not too late. With the requirements that are out there, we've got, you know, maybe 1 month is down, but you've got, you know, 8 months to go. And it's like Mr. Stonecipher said when he launched his program about 12 or 13 trips ago, you know, he invited everyone, and those who qualified accepted his invitation. And of course, Rip Mason has continued in that fine tradition that Mr. Stonecipher started. But once again, we had just luxurious accommodations, and, you know, like Cheryl Ann had mentioned, you know, we had a gorgeous room. In fact, you know, I was kind of blown away when we got there, and the gentleman, when we checked in, the hotel said, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Parrish, you have a lovely room. And I said, no, if you're kidding me, I'm going to come back down here. Well, lo and behold, I got upstairs, and it was a beautiful suite. And so I asked somebody, I said, what happened? They said, well, you know, it's based on points and numbers, and you obviously qualified. So nobody said anything about it. It was just there. And, you know, whether you had a suite, regular room, because I've stayed in the regular rooms before, it was magnificent facilities. The weather turned out tremendous. And the thing that, you know, Cheryl talked about and I enjoyed too, in addition to being able to visit with all of our Legal Shield family, it's just a different atmosphere there than when you go to a convention or even the Believers and Achievers Conference that hopefully we'll all be going to in October. or, you know, the Learning and Leadership Conference from last fall. It's an informal atmosphere. It's very relaxed. You don't have an agenda. I mean, we all met together for a very delicious buffet breakfast on the first morning, but that in itself, counting the meal, was less than 90 minutes. They had budgeted 4 hours for that. And so we were out, you know, out at the pool very quickly. And then the closing night celebration we thought would be a lengthy time. And it, too, was just a couple of talks from some of our leadership on the executive advisory board. But it was just another example of how Legal Shield not only provided that for us, but they did it right. They did it the right way. It was deluxe all the way. You know, in ministry background, I also did some event planning and had a travel agency that I still keep a license to do that. So when I go to these things, I look at things not only from our side of the aisle, so to speak, but from the side of the meeting planning and those that are putting that together and the quality of accommodations. And, you know, Julie Ray and her staff at Ada Travel just, you know, have a thankless job of trying to please a lot of folks. They do a wonderful job year in and year out. And I just challenge everybody here tonight to take advantage of that and let's, you know, accept the invitation that Rip Mason and Alan Fernley have extended to us. I've stayed in a lot of places, but you don't get much better than the Ritz-Carlton, to say nothing of Jamaica. I've been to Jamaica before, but I've not been to the Ritz-Carlton, and that's exciting to know that we're going to be in as good of accommodations as it gets next year on Jamaica, and I'm already looking forward to that. And, Randy, I'll just send it back to you to get some good training tonight from Mr. Gardner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parrish. Outstanding job, and congratulations on winning that trip. Last, I'm not sure if this lady was able to get on. She's an executive director out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, $100,000 ring earner, Ms. Joan Buckner. Joan, were you able to get on or not? I don't know. She called earlier and said she didn't know. She actually got her plane, was actually delayed, and she was actually not able to get home until tonight. So maybe she will get her on at a different time. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, Randy, and it's exciting to hear all Cheryl Ann, and there's so many people, you know, like Jimmy, and I heard Harold Pinson on, so many people, the Petermans, that got to go on these trips, and I'm so proud of them, Randy, and they richly deserve it, and everyone on this call tonight deserves to get to go. All you have to do is step up, keep swinging at the ball. You don't have to hit it all the time. Keep swinging. The times you do hit it, I'll give you this trip and have a lot of fun. And saying that, Randy, I am excited about this tonight because this young man, over the last few years, I've noticed very carefully. I've noticed his progress, how he does. He's very professional. He knows what he's saying. He's someone that I personally listen to any time in the world, Platinum Executive Director. You know, he's a top recruiter in Legal Shield, one of the top recruiters in Legal Shield in 2012, number one on our own team. Now he's in the top 10 in this year so far. He's a six-figure ring earner, multiple top retention awards. I tell you, he's just got so many powerful tips. I'd be not doing right if I just didn't hush and let him get on the show. But a young man is up and coming, powerful in speech. You learn a lot tonight. Get your pen, get your paper, whatever. Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, welcome to the call.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Ken. And you know, Mr. Moore, I've gotten so much value out of plugging into calls like this over the years. You know, just last week, Bob Pilcher on the monthly Moore group training call. Wow. You know, I swear he's one of the top trainers in the company on the basics of group. I don't know if anybody's ever told him that, but I definitely feel that way. But I get a lot out of, you know, hearing Jeremy and Stephanie's story a while back, you know, Mark Seguin, Frank Acoin, you know, Herman Louette's training on business referral groups a while back is incredible. And sometimes you hear a similar concept as something you've heard before, but when communicated in a different way, you know, something just clicks and you finally get it and can immediately apply that concept, you know, belief or idea to help take your business to the next level. For example, when Rip Mason came to Tulsa earlier this year, the aha moment I had at that event was when he said that our two products are the only ones in the insurance or, you know, in the industry that we're in where usage doesn't equal a claims loss because our providers are already paid in advance. And after, you know, about 12 years in the business, hearing it that way finally clicked for me. Of course, I knew our providers are prepaid, they're ready to serve, But to really wrap my head around what those dynamics really mean compared to everyone else in the marketplace. And maybe I'm just slow, but I wrote that down right away and started speaking it immediately to incorporate that into, you know, my vernacular. And I said it a couple times to Linda, I think, even on our way back to Oklahoma City. And I talked to Wayne Bird within a couple days, one of my favorite people on the team, told him about it. He liked the concept, a couple others right away. And that's the only way I'll remember to implement a new idea, a new phrase, a new example. I'm always looking for one or two things, you know, to immediately write it down and then begin using it right away into my business and speaking it. So tonight I'm going to share a few thoughts I have about the value of our membership. And if you're taking notes, or for any of you that happen to be in front of a computer and want to pull up a tip sheet I'm going to reference, I'll be referring to in a minute, you can go to www.tinyurl.com/membertips. That's tinyurl.com/member, M-E-M-B-E-R, tips, plural, T-I-P-S. So let's talk about the significance of our providers paid in advance. And let's start with ID theft. First of all, have you ever heard of any other ID theft product that actually has a restoration company? You know, think about it. Everyone else out there has to go to some type of a mystery third party that I think usually when I ask the tough questions of the companies seems to be more like a call center, you know, coaching you through it. So to everyone else, as Rip Mason so eloquently stated, usage equals a claims loss. You know, on the other hand, Kroll with us is paid millions of dollars every month in advance. You know, that's a big difference. And, of course, the big one to be aware of was LifeLock, right? And you know what? Knowing what I know about that company, I used to get upset when I began seeing their ads everywhere, but now I like seeing them. You know, I've changed that in my mind. You know why? They've done so much warming up of the market, educating people that we're on our own for protection, you know, and that protection is worth paying for, right? But the number of subscribers they have is pretty small compared to the market that's out there. You know, plus the personal touch will always trump impersonal mass advertising. So the way I look at it, as long as we're doing our job every day, educating people about the five types and the one true solution that restores all five types on behalf of the victim, you know, I'm thankful for them warming up the market for us to come by and then offer a real solution for people, whether or not they've already, you know, have been paying for something else. You know, and if you're offering ID theft, I think it's smart to be aware of who LifeLock is. You know, basically, in my mind, a startup marketing company, kind of a marketing shell. And what the FTC chairman had to say about them in their investigation, I think, is noteworthy. And two good reference links that, for if you want to write them down, that I think are good to know about are LifeLockVictim.com, singular. Okay, I don't know if any of you have heard of these, but LifeLockVictim.com, V-I-C-T-I-M. Which is a two-minute interview on TV with a subscriber of their service that they refused to help and basically, I think, kind of denied the claim. And it also references that FTC investigation. And the second link is LifeLockVictims, plural, .com. So it's the same thing with an S on the end, which goes to a very strong one-page Daily Finance article that calls their, you know, nearly 1 million subscribers victims of fraud and what ended up being one of the largest settlements in FTC history. When 35 attorneys general, along with the FTC, sued them for grossly misleading consumers in their mass advertising. So, be informed. I think it's smart to be informed about what's out there if you're in the industry, you know, about that company shenanigans, so to speak, and then make sure we're getting out there and doing our job every day and really educating people about the five types and the one true solution that we have. How about the Legal Shield benefit? You know, the delivery system of any other legal network out there is really outdated. You know, think about it. Legal Shield began with, you know, more of the open panel system that other companies have and knew there had to be a better way just because the quality control and it was like herding cats out there and began developing and migrating into the first ever dedicated provider system. I like that term they come up, a dedicated provider system over 20 years ago. So do you think that any other company out there, and you probably won't run into that very often unless you're working the group business, larger groups, maybe once in a while. But, you know, any other company network out there, we started going away from that model over 20 years ago. Okay, so that's how outdated everything else is. So, again, no other network pays their providers in advance. That's why we're the only legal protection company with a promise callback time frame. you know, the only company, because we pay them in advance, that can monitor all the phone lines into the providers and maintain that checks and balances and that quality control that is better than ever now and that doesn't exist outside of Legal Shield. Not to mention the 24/7 emergency access and everything else that we have and that no one else has. So is it perfect? No. But it's light years ahead of anything else in the marketplace. You can feel really good about that. Next, I just want to talk about and just really think about for a second what the dollar-for-dollar value of Legal Shield is. You know, even just the $17 plan. And what helped me to understand that was comparing it to health insurance. Since if you had to pay your health care specialist by the hour, you know, it might be a similar hourly rate. But how much coverage would you expect from a $17 a month major medical plan to your household? You know, you might be lucky to get a first aid kit sent to you every year as your coverage, right, the way things are going. That first aid kit probably even gets smaller every year. But what we have with Legal Shield is good old-fashioned access, you know, to $200 to $500 per hour, you know, attorneys in specialized area of law, you know, no deductibles, no co-pays, no reimbursements or claim forms, just good old-fashioned access. You know, without Legal Shield, you know, even if somebody has a friend or a family member that's an attorney, no one has that kind of access, you know, to experienced attorneys in each area of law with under the 8-hour callback structure. And if you think about it, if that's all we sold, you know, we could offer this all day long and it would have plenty of value in that. And sometimes, you know, I've told Linda over the years, I wish that's what our plan was sometimes. You know, it's just, you know, unlimited advice. Because it would make it really simple to explain, and I think really simple for people to understand the value, and we just get all this other stuff that I think is just icing on the cake. But I consider myself a fairly savvy consumer. But this is the only membership that I can think of that I pay for each year. That every time I use it, it's more than paid for the year. You know, for example, AAA. You know, I think I get a return on that each year, but I don't lock my keys out of my car or run out of gas very often. And so I have to stay in a lot of hotels or go to ball games or whatever it is to show my card and save and get that, add up to that, you know, over $50 a year, whatever I pay for that. You know, Sam's Club, I think I have to go there many times to get that $35 or $40 back. But every time I call into Legal Shield and have a thorough consultation, which I'm going to tell you how to do in just a minute, I receive more value than the annual dues, you know, every time I use it. Not to mention if I have a letter written or if a document review, probably a couple years worth of premium value for one of those things, or, you know, if I get my will updated. So let's talk about how to maximize your calls into the law firm. Some of you may already be doing this or may have different tips. There's a lot of great, trainers on the line today and people have been around a long time. But these tips are things Linda and I learned over the years using the plan ourselves. And for many years, when a member called and needed the law firm number, maybe to use the plan, they couldn't find their cards, you know, we briefly coached them on some of these things. And we finally put them down on paper more recently as a one-page tip sheet. And again, you can access this one-page sheet if you're interested in taking a look at it by going to tinyurl.com/member-tips. But by the way, usage of the plan leads to the best retention, right? That's what the home office computer says from, when you go to the home office, you go to a training or a national event, usually they talk about usage equals higher retention. So we definitely want to encourage usage. And, you know, the Moore team has been very well represented in the company retention awards over the years. I know Linda and I have been, you know, in the top 10 every year since they started giving that out. But I also know I've seen definitely David and Gene Peterman consistently up there. You know, they just do an amazing job all the way around. You know, Harold Pinson, I think I see his name a lot. You know, Vet Mayo, of course. Joan Buckner, probably shouldn't have started naming names. But Cherilyn Degatta, I see her name. So many more team producers write really, really quality business. I'm proud to be a part of that group. And I think we do several things that contribute to that, but this tip sheet is definitely one of those. You know, it gives people a guideline. Legal issues can be stressful, and this really helps them stay on track, get their thoughts in order when they're calling in, and really be prepared to have a great consultation. You're setting them up for success right away. And you can pull this up and take a look at it, but it's really a simple sheet. We purposely kept it concise and with a large font, so it's, you know, non-threatening and easy to read and follow. The first thing it tells them is the three things the law firm will normally ask them for when they call. You know, their 11-digit membership number, the brief nature of their issue. We emphasize the word brief and kind of spell that out after that. You know, names and contact information of any opposing parties. Those are usually the three things that they ask, you know, when you call into the firm. The next line in red really reminds them to always make it clear that they're calling to request an initial consultation, even if they already think they know what they want to do. And some of you out there probably know what I'm talking about. We have people that call in and they think they already want to sue somebody or they want to do something, and they're referring them out because they're telling them that they already know what they want to do, when we really want to recommend that someone gets that initial consultation first. Then it gives them an example of how to briefly describe the nature of what they need a consultation on. You know, I'd like advice from an attorney to find out my rights and options regarding, and then there's an open-ended, you know, fill in the blank. And it gives some, you know, just some examples for that. And lastly, on the bottom of the sheet, we give them three tips to maximize their consultation. You know, one, write their questions down before the attorney calls them back and have a pen and paper ready to take notes during that consultation. That's a Linda Bowden special. I've heard her saying that the whole time we've been working together. The second tip is, near the end of the consultation, always ask, is there anything else you think I should be aware of? Okay, and that's something that I learned just by accident one time, is I was getting so much great information. I was trying to process it all in my head. I was trying to take notes. And it just kind of got to the end, and I couldn't think of anything else to say. So to buy myself some time, I said, you know, is there anything else you think I should be aware of? And that open-ended question, there was a pause. I could almost physically, you know, sense that is the attorney leaning their head back in the chair, and then really made them think because it was so open-ended, and I got a lot more great information that I wouldn't have got if I hadn't asked that question. I've used that several times since then, and we really recommend that. And the final tip is to request to approve a draft anytime a letter is being sent out through the letter benefit. Okay, I had that happen one time where usually they do have you approve it, I think, but once in a while, I guess they'll just, if they think it's you know, looks good, they'll just send it out. And so I always like to you know, approve that and just review that before initial it and have that before they send it out. So there are a lot of great retention tips out there. This is one we love because it helps people get familiar with how our membership works. You know, it gives them tips to really extract the maximum value from each consultation and get off on the right foot. And a tip I learned from Tony Petrill, probably 11 years ago, went to a training, and there was different trainers. I went to his class, is when you're signing someone up for a membership, help them come up with three things to call the law firm about right away. Of course, if you're doing the group business, you don't have time to do this with everybody. If you're working with individuals, though, you know, three reasons to call in and begin using the plan. You know, get started on their will. Is a great one. You know, maybe a question about something, and maybe while you're telling them about the plan, they're talking about something that they could use it for. You know, remember those things. You know, even a contract that they've already signed. And writing those three things on the back of their copy of the app to remind them and give them a to-do list, as well as, you know, your copy. And, you know, so if you use the triplicate, the pink and the yellow, and then he would do, I think, a follow-up call to make sure that they had made those calls and were actually using it. You know, because, again, usage equals retention. And, of course, the will is the big one. We want to really encourage them to do that. But come up with multiple reasons that they can use it early on to help them develop that habit. And watch the referrals start pouring in. And speaking of referrals, you know, we have that recruiting promotion going on for, you know, $100 this month. And in addition to the obvious of people, actually, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go through real quickly, if we have a few minutes, is the top 10 pitfalls that I think that I've observed through, you know, over the years, before and after getting into Legal Shield, that people that are in sales and marketing, it's really the top 10 pitfalls that keep them from getting to what they want at the end of their career. And I want to quickly go through these things because Legal Shield is still the only career path I've seen that clears all 10. And the first one is, I noticed as many sales professionals continuously bouncing around from company to company. You know, finding a company you can work with goes a long way towards, you know, building a solid and secure career. And college professionals have been guilty of, you know, following the silver bullet or thinking the grass might be greener somewhere else. However, they're quickly reminded that there's no real shortcut, you know, to long-term success. And continually starting over new companies and products can prevent us from ever achieving traction in our career. You know, instead of 25 years of experience, we end up with 1 year of experience 25 times, right, or 2 years of experience 12 times. Therefore, I wanted to take, you know, extra time, you know, designing my career path, searching for a company where I could plant my feet and grow with long-term. you know, it's kind of in my bloodlines. You know, my father and his father both worked somewhere, you know, for over 30 years. And, you know, and then I've tried to really resist the temptation to chase after, you know, the next best thing, you know, since I know that there's no perfect company out there. There's no such thing, and there never will be. The second challenge I noticed was that with most sales and marketing career paths, when you stop selling, you stop getting paid. You know, a major draw to the insurance industry decades ago was the potential of working hard for 10, 20, you know, 30 years and being able to retire comfortably on that book of business. You know, that being said, probably most insurance agents listening to this now know that reality is as rare now as it was commonplace then. And so I want to find a company that invests in their agent's future by giving them a stake in the company, so to speak. It commits to paying commissions on your book of business long after you stop selling or if you decide to retire. A third thing, a pitfall I wanted to avoid in my career was a feast or famine industry. You know, real estate is a great example of this. When the real estate industry gets hot, it seems everyone, you know, doesn't have a real estate related license goes out and gets one. You know, however, you know, booms, as we know, come and go. And, you know, and unless you're able to put an exceptional amount of money away during the good times that can hold us over for months or even years, you know, that can be a challenge financially when the market cools off. So I wanted to find, if I could, a consistent, you know, dependable market for, you know, position my career path. The fourth element I wanted to avoid, if at all possible, was a highly competitive market. You know, it's easy to get drawn into a hot industry that attracts a lot of, you know, sales professionals, a lot of companies very quickly, and unfortunately the market suddenly becomes very competitive and often saturates quickly. And, of course, the more competitive your market is, the more difficult it can be to add and retain, you know, customers over time. So I want to find a unique product, you know, in an emerging niche market with less competition, if I could, which gives you ability to build a large, you know, client base in less time and really make yourself invaluable to people long term. The fifth trapping I wanted to avoid was, you know, getting in a career path that really puts you in debt right off the bat. You know, the American dream is to own your own business, but most business ownership comes with a large investment. I want to find something with a low, you know, upfront cost with really high profitability return. The second temptation I wanted to avoid was startup companies. You know, although we hear of the few startups that make it big, the reality is our career is more likely to outlive most of them. And according to the SBA, half of all new, you know, businesses close their doors within 5 years, and the majority don't make it to their 10th birthday. So, you know, there are very few things more devastating to put your heart and soul into building a book of business to only have that company, you know, go under. And so in order to reduce my risk and get the odds working in my favor, I wanted to make sure any company I work for passes the 10-year rule. You know, being that they've been in business at least 10 years, of course, Legal Shield is way beyond that. The seventh challenge I wanted to avoid was something with severe regulation. You know, a certain amount of regulation is necessary in most industries. However, you know, some tend to be regulated more than others. And in these industries, our career can be impacted overnight by a stroke of a pen. You know, passing new legislation, rather, you know, highly regulated industries can frequently add, you know, additional burdensome procedures and paperwork, or even wipe out a whole industry as we know it. You know, recent examples of this is, you know, mortgage and health insurance industry. So I wanted to try to avoid that if possible. The eighth one is an industry greatly affected by recession. You know, and I think this is a good time to evaluate industries or, you know, compared to other industries, legal and identity protection are two of the very few industries that have emerged from the last few years, you know, with flying colors compared to many other industries. The ninth challenge I wanted to avoid was a company with assigned territories. You know, working in a territory rarely ends well. And after building up a book of business for, you know, months or years, you know, a lot of times company management will decide to, you know, carve up or change or take away your territory altogether. You know, sometimes this comes along disguised as a promotion to a manager position, you know, putting more of a ceiling on your income than you had before. So I wanted to avoid territory if at all possible. And so the 10th one that I wanted to avoid was, you know, it was really settling. A lot of sales professionals I've seen at some point in their career settle for, you know, leads, where they want to buy leads or they want a base salary or things like that. And, you know, maybe they feel they've earned the right after a certain amount of time to receive compensation, whether or not, you know, they're really producing. And we might not realize it at the time, but this is often a death sentence for, you know, really reaching the career security in retirement that we've dreamed of. So, you know, really, that said, Legal Shield is the only company, you know, I've found that really gives you the ability to steer clear of all these, you know, 10 pitfalls and allows us to really position ourselves for a pretty amazing future. And I think the Moores have been really a model of that. I mean, there's not too many companies you could look at that, you know, for over that many years later, you know, they're still getting paid, what, probably close to 30 years for Ken. I know Linda, you know, so over 25 years, Yvette Mayo, a lot of other people on this line, over 20 years, still getting paid on business they did, you know, over 20, 30 years ago. That's pretty incredible. So I highly recommend that, you know, you take advantage of this promotion. I mean, this is as good as it gets, you know, in sales and in marketing, you know, and if someone's good at sales, great. They can come in and start selling right away. If they're not, we got, you know, tools and systems and the whole company system that they can use to get going. And they can be a direct associate or, as Tony Petrill alluded to on the group call this morning, can be more of an indirect associate, you know, for $100 just to set up a commission account where if they love the product or service, they're satisfied customers, you know, nothing says that they can't be what I call an indirect associate where they just refer people to you. It's more comfortable and they're in a position where it's more powerful for them to refer people to you. You write up the business and put their number, you know, on a certain number of applications. And that can help you, you know, have a lead source as well, help qualify for Performance Club and really develop some win-win situations right there. And, you know, lastly, I don't think it's an accident that a lot of such high-quality people are joining the company right now or, you know, joining the Moore team. You know, the Moores have led by example and really built this business the right way, you know, built it solid, built it right, and we're just doing our part to keep that going into the future. So with that, Mr. Moore, I appreciate you having me on. If there's anything else I can cover, any questions, I'd be glad to. Otherwise, I'll turn the call over to you.
Wow, what a lot of information, what a powerful presentation. You know, also, Tony Petrill mentioned this morning that a lot of people have satisfied customers. Those are good places to go back and recruit right now. Well, you won't get another point for Performance Club for the sale. You will get your two points for the recruit. So that's a good place for that. Randy, I know you probably got something to say, but wasn't that a terrific presentation?
Of course it was, Mr. Moore. And Alex, you and Linda always are just a phenomenal team. You guys did an awesome job. I appreciate all that you bring to the table for us, and appreciate you representing the team and Legal Shield with integrity.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you, Alex. We appreciate it very, very much. Well, Randy, I think that about ends our call for tonight. We're so thankful, Randy and I and Jeremy and our families, we're so thankful to having people like Alex and Linda and all the others on the call tonight. Each one of you is so important in our lives, and so we want to really, really thank you. As you know, we lost one of our great members this last week, but he went on to be with God, and he built a good team, and some of them's on the call tonight. So that's what it's all about, helping each other. So let's just keep on, folks. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Work together, pray together, play together, and have a good time. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.